From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why an Israeli company and Bill Clinton support a controversial deal over the management of American ports.
But first, President Bush concluded a three-day visit to India today. He left the country after reaching a significant agreement that gives India access to U.S. nuclear know-how.
Before leaving, President Bush delivered a speech in New Delhi. The president remarked on India's thriving economy and the importance of America's continuing trade with the world's largest democracy.
Addressing American critics of outsourcing, sending jobs to other nations like India, the president said the answer wasn't more protectionist policies.
The United States will not give in to the protectionists and lose these opportunities. For the sake of workers in both our countries, America will trade with confidence.
President Bush also emphasized the United States and India's shared commitment to fight terrorism.
When your prime minister addressed the United States Congress, he said this: "We must fight terrorism wherever it exists, because terrorism anywhere threatens democracy everywhere."
President Bush speaking in New Delhi earlier today at the end of a three-day trip to that country. The president is now off to Pakistan for talks with President Musharraf to discuss their country's joint efforts in the war on terror.